Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That felt like the type of loss where, it was going to happen at some point. You know, they couldn't just win. They're not that good. And so it was good that it happened in a regular season game and not in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It was kind of shocking that they got blown out that badly at home without Ayo Dosunmu playing for Illinois. Whew. But at the same time, you know, I think they were playing probably a little above their heads recently, just in terms of, they'd come off this COVID pause, and they're still a group of, a lot of guys on that team who haven't been in big situations like this, where, you know, the eyes of the college basketball world are on you. And Mike Smith, for instance, was playing. You know, he's playing in the Ivy League tournament this time last year. You know, and so it's a little different. But hopefully they'll get it back together. But that was kind of a concerning loss because you know, losing that badly to a team that didn't have its best player at home.
That's a big old bag of Giannotto excuses.
You don't need to do this, okay,
Michigan? And John gonna have to do it after we get you out of here.
Michigan,
he gonna have to explain too.
In the Big Ten.
What about Wagner?
Okay,
yeah, they had.
Yeah, they played one bad game.
Listen, absolutely. Just because Illinois is a one seed, you're playing a one seed. What are you gonna do?
Y'all helped Illinois out too. They're probably gonna be a one now.
In the Big Ten, you play a one seed every other night. In the AAC, they have one bid.
One seed without Ayo Dosunmu.
This is rich coming from Jason, isn't it?
You guys cover the Memphis program. Yeah.
This is rich coming from Jason. I mean, his conference.
This was the humbling that you two needed.
Yeah, hail to the losers.
At the perfect time.
His conference may not even have a two seed.
Well, and to your point, Jason,
yes.
It really kind of like I am just, you know, I am a naturally, I've been beaten down as a sports fan. My teams have just, over the years, left me with a. I just am automatically skeptical that my teams, whether it's the teams I cover or the teams I root for, I'm automatically skeptical that they're going to be as successful as I want them to be. Because in my lifetime, they've pretty much never been as successful as I want them to be.
Welcome to Memphis.
You know, like I.
Sounds like Hawkins.
and so I think last night kind of. You know, reminded me, don't get ahead of yourself. You've never had good things before. I'm a huge basketball fan, and I went to Michigan during one of the few times, I think it was the first time since like the 60s. My 4 years at Michigan was the only time since the 50s or 60s that Michigan never beat Ohio State in football while I was there. And never made the NCAA tournament basketball while I was there.
Bad luck, Mark.
Like, then you come here and Memphis goes into the tank.
Great.
Well, let's be fair. They were going down.
They were on their way,
you know,
yes.
Let's be fair.
No, I'm with you. They'd already dropped off a little bit, so they weren't making tournaments.
Yeah, I covered a lot of – you guys had Seth Greenberg on yesterday. I was covering – remember 10 years ago, 12 years ago, like every year it felt like Virginia Tech was on the bubble. And I covered those teams when Seth was like, what's funny is Penny is handling this all really well. Like, you know, he's kept keeping his cool publicly. He's saying all the right things. I like the way he's campaigning for Memphis in his press conferences, reminding people that, hey, we didn't have DeAndre Williams for a while. Hey, look at how much better we are. All these things you've overcome. He's done a nice job doing the political side of it. Whereas, like, you know, I covered, you know, Seth Greenberg. He was the one who famously, you know, after they beat UNC on the road late in the year one year, in one of the years they fell short of the bubble, Seth, like, goes, Seth just uses his press conference to go, if the committee doesn't think this team's a tournament team, they're certifiably insane. Mm-hmm. See, like, essentially it was like insulting the selection committee preemptively. It was not the best move, I thought, in retrospect. And Penny's doing better in terms of managing, I guess, just the ups and downs, the roller coaster of being a bubble team.
And John could probably attest to it. You get a much warmer Seth when he's on your show, probably because he remembers those old times with you. We get the Seth like what, Nate Oates? What the hell are you talking about? You and Seth, y'all go to reminiscing, and it's fun, it's chummy, it's lovely. But we get the Greenberg like, why the hell am I on this show?
Well, Seth was.
I want to be off the 2-4.
I'll tell you this: Seth was great to cover because one. He was like you didn't even have to ask questions after the game. He was going to give you a good quote. But two, he did this thing at Virginia Tech that I used to love. He would have because at Virginia Tech, it's a football school. You're trying to get people to come to the basketball games. And so what Seth would do is every lunch before on a game day, he would do this thing called Chalk Talk in the cafeteria where students could come and he'd go. He'd literally tell them what the game plan was for that game. Oh. And he'd allow the beat writers to come as long as, like, it wasn't put out there. Before. You know, like, as long as we weren't writing about it. Like, if we wanted to see what they were going to do that day or what they were planning to do that night before a home game, you could go to this Chalk Talk that he'd have with the students all the time. And I actually used to think – I learned a lot about basketball, to be honest, doing going to those. But, you know, he was a character, man. And yeah, no, honestly, I think every coach has to be a little crazy, you know, to be successful. Every coach has to be a little crazy. And, you know, Seth was a little crazy to cover.
That's okay. That beats the alternative, right? It certainly beats the alternative. Hey, Mark, man, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be listening at 2:00. Thanks, brother.
I appreciate you guys.
Yep. He is Mark Giannotto. Catch him on 92.9 from 2 until 4. Right. We'll come back. We'll talk about the dunk contest that I absolutely hate. Talk about Shaquille O'Neal. What's Shaq doing tonight? He's not on TNT tonight. Why am I talking about Shaq? What's he doing, Jason? Mm. What's he doing?
Grizzlies were great last night.
I'm going to tell you when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com. Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
One of the things I really like about FanDuel Sportsbook is that they've got all kinds of fun bets. The same game parlay is one we talk about. It's available only on FanDuel. FanDuel is the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. But what you do is you combine a whole bunch of little bets and win big. So, for example, take a Grizzlies game. You could bet on the money line, on the point spread, first basket score, player points, player rebounds, player assists, player three-pointers, player steals, player blocks, whatever you want. Combine them, hit on a bunch, and you win big. In fact, if you fall one leg short on your parlay, miss one leg, you can get up to $25 back each day with same game parlay insurance. So go ahead, download FanDuel Sportsbook today and try the same game parlay. Use promo code Calkins, CALKINS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you order the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
What's it doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities. With over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks.
Bose is the registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at REMAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Trees went back, me and Del were singing, a little runaway, I was flying, yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me, working on a mystery, going wherever it leads, running down a dream.
All right, we're back here today. It's time to do the rundown. We're a little late to it. Let's get to it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Ja Morant is back. Now, yours truly never thought he left.
Yep.
But I sensed some questioning. I had heard some questioning all around town. What's wrong with him? Is he feeling right now a little bit down because he hasn't been good offensively? Is he down in the dumps? Is he sensitive right now? Maybe that's why he's responding the way he is on Twitter. Maybe that's why him and Mom are hot, is because right now he's not happy. He's frustrated. Offensively, he's struggling. What do you think about 35 and 10?
I like it.
How about 35 and 10 for all your struggles? Tell me Ja ain't listening. Tell me Ja ain't looking for little motivators like folks who are doubting him or are questioning him or are concerned. What are we talking about, Brad? A guy who's going to be a 6, 7, 8, maybe even more time All-Star who's what? Not is he the game 100 yet, John?
It's close. I don't know if he's game 100 yet, but it's close.
We'll find out.
Year
the
two?
The point is that it's year two.
Year two.
Okay?
Year freaking tier two.
I believe that was game 100.
Right at game 100. I knew we were getting close. I knew we were getting close.
Just stay cool with Brevin Knight, though.
But I didn't know if I was going to nail it today on Hump Day.
That was game 90, sorry.
I didn't.
90. Well, it's John 10 less.
We're close. Round it up.
It's 100.
He hadn't played 100 games.
There you go.
And we're picking him apart.
We are picking him apart.
Every game is a referendum. Every game is what's John going to be. Does this mean now that he's not a high-scoring guard? Stop it.
He rocked the baby last night, Jason.
Brother, and it was good to see. Enjoy the process, y'all.
Yep.
Like, you got a stud on your hands. And there are going to be some nights where, yeah, he doesn't look himself. And sure, there was some truth to that. He wasn't offensively. And yes, maybe some of it is he's in his own head. Mm-hmm. But he is so capable, and you saw it again last night, of snapping out of that so fast that I think the worry, the over-concern after one or two games is unnecessary. It's foolishness. This guy's a star. He was a star last night, 35-10. Fantastic. Wasn't just him, though. Melton was fantastic. This dude hit every three he put up, felt like, in the first half. What did he go, 5 of 6? I think 6 of 10 from three to finish up. He was fantastic again. And the Grizzlies, in all were, as they won 125-111 over the Wizards. Here's the bottom line. Stop worrying about Ja. This team's going to be at least 500 at the All-Star break. No matter what happens against Milwaukee right on Thursday, which is who you wrap it up with before you head on into this All-Star break, you're sitting at 16-15. You've played this entire first half with a guy we think is going to be really the one of the pillars of this franchise going forward in Jaren Jackson. And you are sitting here, last I looked, ahead of Dallas, right? Ahead of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Last I looked, even though every time you play them, doesn't matter what, you make them look like superstars, doesn't matter. You're ahead of them right now, and you've done it shorthanded all this first half. You've done it even for a time there without Ja Morant.
Yep.
It's a credit to Jenkins. It's a credit to guys like Kyle Anderson who are playing their best basketball of their career. And now what's so great is that it's all sort of coming together. Justice healthy, seeing signs. Jaren, you hope after the break. And we'll see. We'll see that once they've got the full slate back, right? Yeah. Well, how good can you be this year? But remember, not about this year. Right, and the only thing that's going to come out of this is good. Whether you're in the 7-10 range and you're playing in and you're trying to play for a playoff, or you fall off in what's going to be obviously a tough second half, playing 40 games, 68 days, you fall off, you don't quite make it. Well, then you're in the lottery, and that can be a good thing too for an office that has drafted its tail off. And so, my point: enjoy the process. This team's still well ahead of schedule. Ja Morant gonna be all right. No matter how much y'all question and how much concern you show about his slumps.
The Jaren Jackson thing is amazing to be at this point without him the whole year. Because if you would have asked me, hey, are you going to be around 500 without Jaren? I would have said no. The other thing that I think we haven't talked about is there another team in the NBA, and I don't watch the league as much as I watch college basketball. Like, I watched the Illinois game last night. I watched the Duke game. I watched the Grizzlies game as well. Is there another team in the league that does the rookie thing like the Grizzlies do? Because, like, you got Bane, who is a rotation and starting player. Same with Tillman. Like, and they just walk in and they're awesome. And these aren't guys that were, like, you know, lottery picks. They're like the 30th pick in a second rounder.
They get max value out of
these. They just max the hell out of these little.
Max value out of these.
And Brandon Clark, same thing. Like, around a 19, 15 pick. I mean, you're getting these picks out of nowhere, essentially. They're creating them with, you know, they'll steal a second for a first. They're doing cash deals. They're doing two-for-ones. It's like, what? You know, it's very unexpected.
It's a big part. It's a big part of the success that this team has had. There's no doubt about that. It's just generally speaking over the last several years. So,
yeah, the development's great.
I've never really spent a lot of time worrying or doubting Ja Morant. It's a waste of energy, quite frankly, to ever worry about him. Sure, if you want to sit here and nitpick and talk about three-point percentage, fine. But everything else is up this year for Ja.
That's nice, he's 2 of 3.
And
it's great.
He's shown he doesn't have to shoot the three ball to be an awesome player. And that's really all that matters. And what's mattered forever is just having other shooters on this team. Desmond Bane seems to fit that mold. I don't think it requires much more of a dissertation beyond that, to be quite honest.
I think it says a lot to put the bow on. I think it says a lot about the rest of this team, right? It just says a ton about, to Brad's point, to your point, what you've got, right, the way you've maximized the guys you've gotten in the draft, the way guys have stepped up with Kyle Anderson playing his best basketball by far offensively of his career. Right now, it's all sort of come together in what? It keeps you ahead of schedule. There's no reason to lose any joy in this, breaking it down day by day and wondering why they're not fourth in the West.
Right.
Right. If you do that, you're just going to drive. You're driving yourself crazy for no. This is a process. It's all happening. They're still ahead of schedule. And right now, you're getting a lot from just about everybody. That's what you like to see.
It's the nature of talk radio, and it's the nature of the NBA, right?
Like, to have something to say,
yeah,
something big after every win or loss. Right.
Right? And sometimes, like, there's just not something big to say after every loss, right?
Well, and
like,
I think that's
in our defense, I guess you're saying. Some people do get caught up in that.
It's so weird, too, compared to college basketball, which we're used to seeing. There's a little bit of a spread out schedule. And then these college, like these pro games, we see them blow out the Wizards, they blow out Houston, then you watch them Thursday. And let's be honest, probably going to have a hard time Thursday.
Well, look, even the NBA teams take games off, dog.
Yeah,
like,
they
just do. Like, there are games where you just know, all right, this team's going to dog it.
Or,
it
is
what it is.
Houston's taking the last few weeks off.
Yeah. So, you know.
They have, haven't they?
Like,
woof.
I guarantee you tonight, right? Like, and I don't know who it's going to be, but if you just look at the slate in the NBA tonight, there are going to be teams like who have no business winning games that are just going to win the game.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know whether that's going to be who the Rockets are playing the Nets tonight. Is that who the Rockets have? Like, I mean, there's going to be a team tonight that has no business winning that is going to win and is going to make absolutely no sense. That's the NBA, and it's just part of it. And you can't get caught up in the nature of that, and it is going to be volatile. I mean, as you guys know, I don't bet on the NBA for that reason because it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Like, it's pretty senseless, you're right.
But the one thing to me that always has made sense and that will continue to make sense is Ja Morant is an awesome basketball player, no matter what he shoots from three on a given night. And as long as he continues to, you know, be who he is, then this team will someday, when everybody's healthy and they can continue to compile these assets, they will be contenders in the West.
Don't let this man start getting the foul line 14 times like he did last night.
Yeah.
That will add so much more to your
so
average
good.
If he starts getting them calls, and that's why I'm fine with him getting texts and doing it in year two and get your respect from these referees right now so we're not doing this in year five, year six. Mm-hmm. Why is Ja not getting the calls? Get that respect right now. What did all that bitching to some people do? Got him 14 free mm-hmm. helped get him 14 free throws last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is a process. Be cool with it. Sit back, watch Ja. This guy knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Young man knows what he's doing. Far more mature than what his age would indicate.
Everybody, R-E-L-A-X.
Oh, a little Aaron Rodgers.
Just relax.
Next story.
I am not going to relax now. I am pissed. I am triggered, and I need some change. I need some change. Yesterday before you and I were locked into these 3x2s, so I'm watching TNT.
Talking about you don't bet on basketball.
I do that. I do the 3x2.
Just hit a 3x2.
I don't bet on
that. I hit one last night, too.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
It's split.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did.
I mean, I didn't make any money.
Yeah.
I split on it because the first one
well,
did
don't
not
be
hit.
A fool.
Do let me down my parlay, but I did get the 3x2.
But I was watching. We were locked into the 3x2, and before the game, it felt like it took forever for the game to start at 6:30 because they were doing the All-Star game stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's
they were doing the announcements, and they announced the star studded.
Oh.
The absolute best ever field, you would have to say.
This is pretty rough.
Of the AT&T Slam Dunk Contest includes Anfernee Simons.
Named after Penny.
Yes. Cassius Stanley.
He's a high jumper. He's got like a 46-inch vertical.
Mm-hmm. And the great
trying to sell it.
New York Nick, Obi Toppin. Who I had never really thought of as a great dunker.
He's a monster dunker. The problem is he's like 6'9". And you don't big guys dunking doesn't usually do it for folks.
No.
Sean Kemp tried that.
So I'm gonna
in a dunk contest one year.
I'm gonna say what needs to be said and what's
thank
needed
you,
to be
please,
said
John.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
That and I know why the NBA does it, just like everything else. There's revenue, whatever. But the NBA dunk contest, it is so sad. It is so sad what it has become.
It's not revolutionized at all.
I mean,
we have to fix it. It's John wants
fixed.
To leave it for dead. That's where we're about
it
to get into
dead.
An argument.
There's something
it
I can
dead.
Tell.
We
he wants to kill it and put the sand, put
the
you can't dust
kill
ashes
the dunk
to ashes,
contest.
Dust to dust it. What do you?
So look, it's got to be revivable,
right? Some of our most memorable
right?
moments.
Look, once upon a
Jordan
time,
and Dominique and
Jason. Once upon a time,
Spud,
we got
Larry
from point A to point B by horse. Okay. Then a car came along, right?
We're still doing three-point shots.
And it was steam engines, right? And
yeah,
then it went from steam to gas, right? And now we're going from gas to electric. You move on. You evolve. You change the way you do things, okay? And you leave other technology in the past. We have seen it all.
No, we see. We thought that before Aaron Gordon
Blake
and those
Griffin
guys.
Jumped over cars. Aaron
now
Gordon
that was a, Blake
jumped
was a,
over
Blake
a mascot.
Blake was a square.
Vince Carter left his elbow in the rim. Okay? Michael Jordan jumped from the
free throw line. To be had, man.
We have seen it all. And therefore, it is impossible. First of all, here's the biggest problem. Your best participants don't want any part of it.
See, that's where I was just going to go.
You'd feel different about that dunk if it was coming from LeBron. You'd think it was better. Even if it was the same dunk Anthony Simons just did, you would feel a different certain kind of way about it because it was LeBron James doing it or Ja Morant doing it.
With all due respect, I know Obi Toppin more from Dayton than I do in the NBA, and these other two clowns are absolute nobodies.
Obi's more of the like the vicious, try to tear it down kind, and that's not going to play in this, unfortunately.
You're 6'9". About watching Anthony Simons miss dunks. I don't care about watching Cassius Stanley do a windmill. I mean,
he can jump, though.
It is to the point now where Ja Morant is making fun of the dunk contest, bro.
I know.
When Zion Williamson announced when it was reported that Zion would not be doing it, Ja Morant quoted that tweet with a laughing emoji. It is to the point where Ja is mocking the dunk contest.
They have to do something to get those two in.
But there's nothing you can do.
You have to make it a pride thing, like it's clearly still going on with the 3-point contest.
Well, I think
that is not having the same issue.
That makes it look even more crappy because guys still want to play in the skills competition.
Man, the skills competition are loaded.
Yes.
And like you texted me, it seems to be a pride thing. Like you want to, because the names are in it. Oh, I'm going to put my name in that too.
You want to prove,
I'm Booker and Steph Curry's in it. Yes. Oh, I want to be in this. Yes.
There is like,
you need
pride
that back in the dunk
anymore with dunk.
Can you not get that back though? That's the issue. Let's leave it for dead.
Guys feel like there's nothing they can do anymore that would impress people. They would only let them down, and it's true. We have seen it all, man. There is nothing you can innovate. There is no dunk you can do that we have not already seen.
I don't believe that. Throwing off backboards and stuff, sides and stuff.
I don't want to see
Now you got alley-oops happening with others. There's still a way to do that. Like, don't tell me Aaron Gordon was doing stuff we've never seen. Zach LaVine, with the way he can jump, can do something you've never seen.
What can you do? What can you do?
I'm not the dude to ask. I'm not the architect of the dunk to tell you, oh, John, you haven't seen this one. It doesn't necessarily. It's more so, John, it can be just as much who as it is the type of dunk. That's what I'm telling you. Half of the problem is it's Simons. It's Anthony Simons rather than Ja Morant and Zion. I was telling you this last year. You find a way to get those two. I don't know how you get the pride in it. Money isn't the thing for the 3-point contest.
Money ain't going to get them involved for the dunk
John,
contest.
You build it, they will come. You get one name in it, you get Zion in it. Well, then Ja's going to want to be in it. And the NBA has a problem here.
Who won the dunk contest?
The rest of the two
year?
Have gone off.
Who won it last year?
I have no idea.
That's the problem. We don't know.
That's literally what I'm telling you right now. The problem is you're not listening. It's who more so than the dunks. Go and get the who guys. Find out why LeBron doesn't want to do it. Forget LeBron. Find out why your second-year guys are laughing at it to the point you just made. Why do Ja and Zion think this is funny and they won't be? Because LeBron didn't? Well, let's sit down and talk to these guys and how you guys are the new face. And the 3-point contest and the what you call it have gone on. We've dropped the ball in this dunk contest, and it's who's doing it as opposed to the dunks. You made my point for me with that. No,
Derrick
I don't
Jones
remember.
Jr. won. Derrick Jones Jr.
I love Derrick Jones Jr. because he came through here in the Jack Jones Classic 1 year.
But UNLV.
Yeah, he's actually a good player.
There is always much more for guys to lose.
But you literally just
contest.
Said it. You started with, I've seen everything, but at the end, it's who's winning. John, if you have Zion and Ja Morant in there, I don't care what dunks they do,
you're
going to be super excited. You're
never getting them.
That's the issue for the NBA is to figure out, okay, why can't we get them and to go out and do it? Because that's when it was at its best.
Because
when it had Jordan and Dominique and all the best guys in the NBA and like their 3-point contest, there was a pride in it. Because you had the best.
But everything's been done. That's where they're coming from.
No, here's the point. We got to get them out of the LeBron thinking. New era, new day. Y'all want to be like LeBron because he never did it. He's the greatest. He's the GOAT. And you're thinking like, and that's fine coming into the league. The NBA's got to change that way of thinking. You guys are two of our most athletic in the league. You come, this dunk contest will be one of the most watched things. The NBA's got to sell that to them. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what the pitch is. Obviously, you'd involve more money. You have to tell these teams, though, that here's the key thing, too. They're going to be healthy. We haven't brought this up. Health is one of the factors, too, into this thing. LeBron don't want to get hurt in a dunk contest. And he sort of made it cool not to be in it when you're one of the top names. We got to make it cool again to be one of the top names and get in it.
I don't know how you do it, but I'd rather try than leave the damn thing for dead. I'd rather try to go out and get the Zions and the Jaws to make it a serious thing, get it big again, than leave it for dead.
But you got to change it.
They're only in their second year.
But okay. So I hear you say you got to change it. But what the hell does that even mean?
I just sat here and said, I don't know what the pitch is. I don't know how. You got to increase the money one kind of way. But I'm telling you right now, get Zion on board, you probably get Ja. Get Ja, you might get Zion. Like, there's a way to do this, dude. They both grew up in the same damn state. Are you kidding me?
Hold the All-Star game in Dallasville, South Carolina.
Okay, answer me one question. I bet this will put a bow on it for you. Would you like to see Ja and Zion in a dunk contest?
Would I like to breathe?
The whole country would. And that's why it's worth pursuing for the NBA. It would be massive. It ain't the dunks. This is it I'm putting on. It ain't the dunks.
No, it's not over.
And we've seen everything. It's that you ain't got the right guys doing the dunks. That's the bottom line. It's worth trying to save.
You need to give up. No, give it up.
You hate when you lose, and you just lost hard on this one.
No, the dunk contest, it had its moment, man.
No, everything you say about it is right. I can't even remember the name. A lot of people are with you. But it's not just a surface issue. It's not just we've seen everything. The NBA has let this go on for far too long where you've got these scrub rookies, guys that were second-round pick, taking over now. Okay. Nobody wants to see that mess.
Where we agree is that if you get the stars, the best.
Yes, the, man, the guys.
Not necessarily the best leapers, but the best leapers who also happen to be the best players, right?
Yes.
If you get
up
those
the names.
Guys, yes.
Up
if
the
you
names
get Zion,
as opposed
if you get
to the
Ja,
100%.
You know,
just start there.
Pick whoever else, right? If you get those dudes.
Yeah, I want them. I don't want Miles Bridges. I want them. I want the stars, the guys that we think are going to be the faces of the league.
Even though we know they're not going to reinvent the dunk, we'll still absolutely get fired about watching it because they're the stars. But my whole thing is I don't think you can get them.
I understand. So end it. But the reason it's worth it is because you're seeing it still happen in the 3-point contest. I mean, they got all the best shooters in it. So it's worth trying to do.
He's been pretty adamant about it. Like, he's not going to do it.
He literally says they all base it on the same thing, man. LeBron didn't do it. See, that's the NBA's issue right now. And it was smart,
like,
I guess, for
Wiseman,
LeBron to do at this
get
point.
Get Zion, get Wiseman.
I don't think a 7-footer, with all due respect, I don't think that's going to win the dunk contest. I know Dwight Howard is the one people want to bring up.
Okay, so now Biggs
he's an outlier
Biggs
to me.
Don't even want
to
do it because they feel like they can't win. You know?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be you want it dead. I've given you every reason to try to keep it going, and for the right reason. Get the right guys. It's the NBA's issue. If you're going to do it like this, I agree with you. Shut the damn thing down.
It ain't worth it for the last 4 or 5 years.
But it could be massive, massive. John, it won't just be you and me and Brad that want to see Zion and Ja go at it. It'll be China. It'll be the entire world.
Well, whatever China
wants. Like, that's
what
the NBA should want. And you know it wants to please China.
I'm just going to look it up here.
Like, it's the entire world is my point that wants to watch that dunk contest just based on who it is, not the dunks. It's not it's not necessarily, oh, Zion, show me something different. It's going to be, damn, Zion, look what he just did. Probably the same dunk you saw 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it'd be Zion doing it.
So let's go back. Let's just go back to 2012, okay?
Dunk contest used to be a big deal. When you had the names.
I'm just going
to
tell you the winners of each dunk contest here. 2012, Jeremy Evans. 2013, Terrence Ross. 2014, and I don't remember this, but it happened. John Wall. I don't remember John Wall winning the dunk contest, but he apparently did. 2015 and 16, it was Zach LaVine, who at that time was just a dude, right? He's turned into an all-star, but he was just a dude at that time. But those were great dunk contests, right? Because Aaron Gordon versus Zach.
Zach can fly, man.
But since then, Glenn Robinson III, who is he even in the league anymore? Donovan Mitchell won it in 2018.
Just got bought out or released or something.
2019, it was Hamidou Diallo. And then last year it was Derrick Jones. Like, there's just not enough.
That's the NBA's problem for letting it go on this far with those kinds of names in this thing.
I mean, it just
like the dunks alone aren't going to get it. To John's point, we've seen so much. If it's just the dunks with those kind of names, shut it down.
I would give
nobody wants to watch
fee.
It.
Give him a $2 million talent fee, like to get
exactly it, make it
give,
worth their while to where it's
John
a no-brainer.
Morant $2 million to participate in the dunk contest. Give Zion Williamson straight cash $2 million, and then your pride at that point
that
kicks in because you're participating.
NBA.
It's like us. We get paid a certain amount. You show up and you have pride in your job, right? I think you give him a talent fee, $1 million, $2 million, get him on that court.
Well, with the way the league is now, you see LeBron sitting out. Now, LeBron thinks he's going to win another championship, but you see he's sitting the first game this season, this week. So to give him a little extra time for the All-Star break. With these premier guys, you won this dunk contest, probably work it out. You tell their team, hey, man, give him that last day off or whatever.
Yep.
If you try to make health the major concern, and you work it out.
You figure that out.
But the point, John, is it's absolutely worth pursuing.
because you have stars that people want to see doing this. You got to go get them. It's on the NBA. The onus is on them.
A lot of people thought he was talking about the Memphis football program, but Tommy West was actually talking about the dunk contest. Put something in it or do away with it. All right?
I agree with you there. If it's going to stay like this, shut the dang. I'm cool with shut that down. Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, when they started announcing, they're like,
it's painful.
I guarantee it's painful
to watch Anthony Simons.
Shaq had no idea. Cassius Stanley, who the hell is this guy? I mean, it was hard to watch. And then again, the skills competition, studs. Three-point competition,
skills
studs.
Got Chris Paul, doesn't it?
Yes, man. That makes it look even worse.
Have we gotten to the point where those contests are better than the dunk?
Yes.
Those are better. That's sad.
I would rather watch the three-point contest than the dunk contest. It's not even close.
I used to love – you. And in our era, man, like Dominique, seeing him
Those, God.
It felt like a big part of my life. I had posters in my room dedicated to those dunk contests. You tried to replicate the dunks in your driveway with the dunk rim, the lower rim.
It just ain't that anymore.
They need to figure it out, though. I love it.
They've still got high-level three-point contests, the best names, seem to be doing that with their skills challenge. Find a way. You're the NBA. You can find. You're an ideas guy. You know, your commissioner's an ideas guy. It's worth pursuing, man. Don't let this thing just die.
Jason has a little bit more hope for it. Because
I probably had some better moments. Maybe that's the reason why Brad and I want to say that.
I love Jordan for the dunk contest. I wish LeBron wouldn't have chickened out on the dunk contest.
I understand why he did it, though.
LeBron got these young dudes. It's uncool. You got to get it back cool, whatever the NBA's got to do.
Jordan I get
why they're not doing it because they see the GOAT not doing it. Their GOAT not doing it. Yeah. And they say, I'm not going to – but you got to make it worth their while.
In fairness, though, like, you know, the 90s sucked in terms of the dunk contest.
Give me some names. What, you got them up? I can tell you're looking at it.
D. Brown, Harold Miner.
Oh, D. Brown was great with the blinds.
Now, you're an Illinois guy. That's why you said that. But it was kind of lame, didn't you?
I loved the blinds with the arm over.
It was big, though.
Isaiah Ryder, Harold Miner.
JR went through the legs. I remember Harold Miner. I was still hanging on, but it does feel like it was falling off. They called him Baby Jordan.
And then Brent Barry won it in 96 before.
White dude.
Yeah, I want to say he almost dunked from the free throw.
So, I mean, when we think about the dunk contest, we think about the best moments, right? MJ and Spud and Dominique and Larry Nance.
Spud Webb was fun.
Vince Carter, right? But there have been a lot of damn duds in this thing. And look, fine, whatever. It's not hurting anybody. It's not like it's not like it's anybody's being damaged by the dunk contest.
It's worth saving, man. It's worth saving.
But anyway. Yeah.
You got one more, right?
Yeah, I got one more.
Next story.
Tonight, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts on this. I talked about it before we came into this segment. Shaq is going to be on TNT, but he will not be on basketball. He will be inside the wrestling ring. Shaq is going to be in a tag team match tonight on AEW. I think their show, they call it, is Dynamite. And he is going to be in a tag team wrestling match. This is something that Shaq has always wanted to do, I guess. And he will be in this. I don't really watch the AEW or wrestling really anymore. And I haven't in a long, long time. But I might check it out tonight. I might check out Shaq in this event. Do you have any interest in watching Shaq wrestle?
No.
And is that a commentary on wrestling or Shaq or both?
But let me tell you what I do like with Shaq. You sprinkle him on anything, it's a success. And you know, you take a company like The General. Insurance. Have we talked about this on this air?
Why does nobody
talk about The General?
No.
I feel like a lot of people got
that spot,
that insurance. And have you seen what they've done? Shaq has blown them up.
He is the General.
To where The General now, after them cheap-ass commercials they started with, is now paying Ernie from TNT. You see Ernie and Kenny Smith coming in there now? Mm-hmm. Who's my brother, the comedian that's on, the dancing show, the Masked Dancer? He hosts
Nick Cannon?
No. He does Masked Singer. My guy with the afro that does a little bit of singing. You know his name? He's in a bunch of stuff, but I can never remember his name. Does a bunch of roles. Anyway, look up Masked Singer. He's the host. He's in it. They hired him, too.
Craig Robinson?
Yes, Craig Robinson. They have made so much money because of Shaq on The General, and now it's so effective because Kenny and Ernie are like, we thought it was a knockoff insurance company that you, but what we realized, The General's got the best.
Real money.
The General blowing up.
Real money.
The General's made so much money, it's now paying Kenny Smith and Ernie from TNT. They're bringing everybody in on it now because the thing is loaded. Shaq did what? Papa John's?
Yeah.
Didn't he save them after the whole thing with the former president and the slurs and all that kind of stuff? Shaq got them back online. Mm-hmm. You want something to come back to life, like the dunk contest. Yep. Tell Shaq to go revive it with his ideas, with his sponsorship, with his advertising.
Tell him to go talk to Zion and Ja Morant. He'll get him back in. You sprinkle Shaq on anything, the thing going to blow up.
Did Shaq ever pay?
Have y'all noticed these general commercials got more dudes? They're paying everybody now.
How's it go? Call some say, oh, I don't know how it goes. But, yes.
And he's got that funny mustache on.
At first, it's like, how the heck are y'all? You know, because the general ain't really there. It's like the worst animation you've ever seen in 2021.
But now they shoot their commercials in 4K.
Because so many people have gotten it based on Shaq being affiliated with it. It's amazing. It's
amazing.
No, and so I, but yeah, here you are. You give no shot of watching
the whole
Shaq
point is
fight.
That's the world knows it now. The world, America knows it. You pour Shaq on anything, it's going to be a success, whether he's wrestling or whether he's doing an ad for at one time looked like a knockoff insurance company and it's now blown through the roof. That's the point. People are going to watch this thing, John. Not me.
Not you.
But people are going to watch it, and it's going to be a success because Shaq's on it.
Well, back in the day,
I mean, he's Superman right now.
Before your day, he used to sell those pumps, those Reebok pumps, and Shaq was
his ability to turn himself into a salesman,
he's a hell of a pitchman.
He is killing it.
I
as
give
a
Shaq
pitchman.
Major cash.
You know, and it was one of those things, and it's emotional for me, Jason, because you know I had Shaq's in high school, and it was not something that I was proud of. But maybe I should have
told us that before.
Were they knockoffs at that point?
You got it from
J.C.
Penney,
and your mom was doing her best.
Now.
So I don't even like going down this road.
Yeah, Payless. Well,
my natural tendency from being from Memphis schools is want to check you, but I know I'm too close to your mom.
Yeah,
and I know how hard she was working to put those Shaq's on your feet.
That's right.
It was one of those deals
because you didn't buy them, did you?
Hell no.
Right.
I mean, look.
Mom bought him. And she's
like, oh, my son loves basketball. Shaq's a basketball player. He'll know and appreciate these. And so you're just doing the best you can, and I appreciate that. But look, when you're stepping into the lion's den at White Station High School when you got on Shaq's, bro, it just is what it is.
Oh, I can imagine.
You get checked.
What you look like a 5 foot something wearing some Shaq's? What's some size 7 Shaq's? What's that look? That's the smallest size they made?
First
size
of all,
7 Shaq.
I'm a 10 and a half.
And you were like 225 pounds.
That is fake. All of that is fake news. But I will say this. It was to the point to where, this is how bad it was.
Size 7 Shoe.
I tried to put my pant leg down to where it would cover the logo, bro.
Damn.
Like when I was sitting down,
so sad that you were thinking about that while others were trying to learn in there, that your mind had to be focused on that.
Yeah,
right? Not getting checked. Instead of academic intake.
I remember I would be trying to put the hem of my pants over the Shaq logo, because I did not want people, because people wore Jordans. Like, you wore Jordans, you didn't wear Shaqs. Shaqs were like $20 at Payless.
Right. White Station had a clique too that had some money, right? They weren't private school guys.
Yeah.
So you'd see some folks in there that would look at that and look down on, you know what I'm saying?
One like had all kinds of boosters and
White Station.
And,
we had like some suburban families that had some money, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
some
folks
and would have them Jordans on, like
weed
you're talking
in
about.
The bathroom.
But
you know?
The funny thing about White Station, you also had the entire other end of the spectrum. Folks didn't have nothing.
That's the
thing
amazing,
about White Station.
No question.
And I'm sure many of them have school, but
none quite like White Station.
Maybe none quite like that.
Yeah, I mean, just the spectrum.
The range that you got there.
So to your point about how successful Shaq is.
Man, dude, is
I wish I would have had that perspective when I was a junior in high school, you know?
Well, I just wish you'd stop worrying about trying to cover things up in that math class and just could listen a little bit more.
It really was.
But you couldn't.
It actually,
you were struggling.
What's funny, you say math class.
We see why
it,
you struggle.
It was geometry.
Damn.
It absolutely. I remember
sitting. That's where you were trying to cover up them ugly Shaqs.
I mean, they weren't necessarily ugly. And Shaq was doing a good thing.
And was there a master checker in that class that you were most worried about getting on you? Was there one guy in particular knew if he saw it, he'd light your ass up?
It was really not about one guy. Mm. It was just about if one person did it, everybody else would jump in on it. You know what I'm saying? It was a pack of wolves is what it would be.
Oh, I know.
All it takes is one person to smell
once
raw
that
meat.
One piranha sees it in the water, sir, they all come.
Oh, it's like a circle would form around my Shaq.
Checking session around your feet.
But I really wish I would have had that perspective back then, man. It would have helped a lot. And unfortunately,
all we can do is help you now. We couldn't help the old John.
Yeah,
help that job.
There's no question about it. But Shaq was trying to do a good thing. Shaq was trying to put his shoes. He was trying to make them affordable for families, right? Whereas Michael Jordan didn't give a damn if you could afford it or not. It's like
he's better pitch man now than he was then.
Oh, there's no question about it. I will tell you move with the Pro Wings. We used to get a black Sharpie, and you could almost touch it up to where it was nameless, and it got a little closer to the name brand. But you're still covering up.
I didn't like him then as a pitchman. You'll remember this because remember as the pitchman and with those shoes in particular, John, what he did to Lil Penny.
Oh,
it became Nike versus Reebok.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
And he knocked Lil Penny off the cap. I hated him. you as a pitch man back then.
Big heel.
But they've put that behind them now. Y'all remember a magic moment, right?
Yeah,
for that 30 for 30.
Amen, bro.
They put that behind them, and Shaq's a fantastic pitch man.
He's good.
All right, we will come back. And Tony Madlock is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the win last night in Tampa, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
Pre-register for the Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge now at 929ESPN.com.
It's the 929 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament starting March 14th. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 929ESPN.com.
There is a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book, and by the way, why it is the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. And one reason is they have deals that you can't even quite believe, like this one. You can place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's right. Place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Win, you pocket the money. Woohoo! If you don't win, the money will be right back in your account as site credit. Simple to use, easy to download, and you collect your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, go ahead, download it, and use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke, and I have a question for you. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body, and if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They used 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch, no matter what foot type you have. Plus, Skechers Arch Fit provides extreme comfort. In fact, these just might be the most comfortable Skechers I've ever worn. Whether I'm walking or standing, they feel like a dream. Just try them on and you'll feel the instant difference. So if foot care is as important to you as it is to me, check out Skechers Arch Fit. They're podiatrist certified, they're comfortable, and they look great. Because when it comes to preserving my body, I know Skechers has my back and my feet. Get the support you need with Skechers new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are.
Join Old Dominic for a curated tasting experience. While their production floor still remains temporarily closed and access to areas of the distillery will be limited, you and your friends are invited to join them for a guided, in-depth tasting of Old Dominic's portfolio of spirits. Tasting times are 1:30 p.m., 3 p.m., 5, and 7, and the experience lasts about 45 minutes. You'll enjoy a craft cocktail upon arrival and learn about the rich history of Old Dominic and its founder, Domenico Canali. You'll also be able to discover the extensive grain-to-glass process that makes Old Dominic spirits truly one of a kind. Tasting groups are limited to size to make certain the appropriate amount of distance is maintained throughout the experience. Old Dominic Distillery, celebrating its 5th anniversary this year. Come enjoy a fantastic and safe experience at Old Dominic's Distillery, 305 South Front Street in Memphis. Follow Old Dominic on Facebook and Instagram for the latest info and cocktail recipes, or check him out online at olddominic.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Leave your sister alone.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We're back. Jason John, 929 FM ESPN, and freshly back from Tampa. As promised, his name is Tony Madlock, assistant coach for a Memphis team that's won 6 straight, 9 out of 10, playing best basketball of the year. He joins us now. Coach, you feel as hot as you guys look right now?
No doubt, man. To you guys, just wanted to thank you guys for having me on. But, yeah, we feel good, man, to come off 2 road wins. Anytime you can go on somebody else's court and find a way to win those games, man, we feel good.
Coach, is this exactly what you want as a college basketball coach, as any kind of coach, to have your team playing what feels like its best basketball, right, at a time it's about to play its most important game? Does it feel that way, Coach, that you're playing your best?
Well, I don't know if we're playing our best, but we're playing good, but I don't know if we're playing our best. We're still leaving a lot of points on the board that we're not shooting great. We're still some things offensively we still need to continue to get better at, but you know, we're defending at a high level. We need to play better offensively. You know, we're still leaving a lot of points on the board. Defensively, we're playing at a high level. You know, we're really guarding people. We're rebounding the ball at a high level. So we just need to get some guys going a little bit better offensively, and I think we got a chance to continue to get better.
You know, one of the things that you've noticed, before we even get to individual guys, I mean, I do, you know, you've been there from the beginning of this thing, you know, with Penny. I'm assuming it's part of the reason why you came up here to do this, to have a meaningful, very meaningful basketball game at the end of your regular season, which very well could be the difference between NCAA tournament and not. Just to know that, right, Coach, to know that you've got a significant game in this city where the passion runs so deep, what does that mean to you as you came back with Penny to try to turn this thing around?
Well, it means everything. That's what me and Penny talk about all the time. I think I've said it on your show before. You know, we do it for this city. You know, we do it for this university. So that's what it's about for us. And for us to play this game, you know, at Houston with a chance to start to be in the conversation of the NCAA tournament. So we're excited about it. You know, we hoped and we wished we had this game at home. We were able to play this game at home, but, you know, it's something we can't control. So we just got to go and try to make the best of it.
You know, a guy that we've talked about on the show quite a bit, Coach, is DeAndre Williams, who, you know, when he's out there on the floor, a lot of times he's setting the tone. What has he brought and what has he meant, certainly in this last stretch, but to your team, ever since he got eligible, there's been sort of a clicking here. What has DeAndre Williams meant to the Tigers?
Well, he brings a lot of experience. He's an older player. He's energy. He knows how to play. He has a high basketball IQ, and he can do a little bit of everything. You know, he can play every position from the 1 to the 5 for us. So he's a guy that just brings so much energy, so much passion to our team.
When you see the guys come off the floor last night, you're not, like we said, you now won 9 of 10. What's the biggest difference, Coach, in this team now that you look at, you watch come off the floor so confident last night, and the one that was 6-5 back on January 17th after that second loss in Tulsa? To you, what's the biggest difference?
Well, I think I said this guy when I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago, is that, you know, we started to click offensively and start to make some shots.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we really defend. You know, one thing that all of Penny teams are always going to be defend at a high level. And we started to make some shots, and then the guys are starting to play better offenses. We still got a long way to go, but they're starting to play better offensively. But we're defending at a high level, and I think it's simple as that, is that we're making shots, we're making plays offensively, because we're going to always be in the game because we really guard people.
Right. Didn't you feel like with that improvement, Coach, specifically offensively, and how you turn it, that you guys had earned a second game against Houston, the right to, even if it was going to be down there, that because you got, especially because the way you had improved, I mean, you're essentially the two, with all due respect to what Isaac Brown's done in Wichita State, you're the two best teams in the conference. Didn't the AAC owe it to you guys to give you two shots here?
Well, and like I said, that's above my pay grade and all that stuff, but I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And you know, sitting here in this office, in this building, you know, we want to be able to play Houston twice. You know, we thought we deserved that. Like you said, you know, we're in the conversation of being in the top, you know, two teams in the league.
Yep.
You know, with everything that we've done and how we're playing right now. But so we expected it. We hoped that we were going to get a chance to play them twice, but it's not going to happen. We just got to roll with what we got.
In terms of, you know, the outlook here, Coach, do you inside that building, and look, there's going to be games to play. You're going to have a conference tournament, and that probably will have some say in it all as well. But are you of the mind, and are you guys of the mind that you should be in the tournament if you get the win on Sunday?
That's hard to say, but I think this. I think if we go and play well and find a way to get that W, that we should be in the conversation. And we start, people should start talking about us and, you know, what we've done the last part of this year, the last month of how we've played and, you know, going on the road and beating a top 10 team in the country. If you're able to do that, I think you got to be in the conversation.
You know, you've seen it. We've all sort of seen it the last couple of games here, you know, at Cincinnati last night. Boogie Ellis is just – he's not afraid to let that thing fly. And the shots are going in now, and that's having – a huge sort of effect on him, his confidence. Have you noticed a sort of different kid in Boogie Ellis the last few weeks?
Yeah, Boogie's playing really well. He is doing everything that Penny is asking him to do. He's trying to defend. He's running our team, and he's making shots. So he's doing everything that Penny has told him, hey, this is what you need to be on the floor to run this team. And he's doing that, and he's doing that at a high level. And yeah, he's playing really well. And he has a lot of confidence right now.
We are, of course, talking to Tony Madlock, University of Memphis assistant coach. They got the big win last night on the road in Tampa against South Florida. To that point, Coach, I mean, you certainly know lots of different experiments this year at the point guard position. Boogie sort of got the call, you know, at the start of this run. Now that you've sort of seen an extended look at him, I mean, is it fair to think and reasonable to think that, you know, look, going into his junior season, his senior season, this is who he can consistently be for you guys?
No doubt about it. I mean, Boogie's a very good player. He's always been a very good player. You know, sometimes it just takes a while. You know, everybody's not going to walk in and just, you know, be, you know, all-league player their freshman year. But he is a really good player that's getting better, and he's learning, you know, how to do it on both ends of the court. So, no, he has a chance to be special.
You know, Lester Quinones was up in David Collins last night. I had him frustrated. I know you saw it, Coach. And seems to have, like, that, speaking of Lester, like that Dennis Rodman type quality about him, and that he can get under guys' skin. Saw him do that with Cumberland, who was a senior when Lester did it to him as a freshman. How key has he been, that intensity, to what you guys do? And does he remind you of anybody? Do you have a teammate like that that would, you know, look to get under guys' skin like that, like Lester seems to do and is capable of?
Well, I can tell you this: Lester is a high basketball IQ guy, and he really knows the game. He's tough as nails. Yeah. He can make big shots, and he wants that. He wants to guard the other team's best player. He wants to do that, and that what makes him so special defensively is that, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder. He's always talking about, hey, let me guard him, and that's big for our team. And yeah, he's just tough enough. He just talks a little bit on the court, a little bit, that he gets on the guy's skin, but he bags it up.
Y'all ain't gonna give us the game plan, but a guy like that, I imagine he's gonna want Grimes. He's gonna want to defend Grimes on Sunday.
Yeah, he's gonna want to, and he's gonna be on him. You know, it's one of the deals that, you know, we're gonna probably, every one of our guards is gonna be on him at some point mm-hmm. in time, just because of how we play defensively. But Lester, I assure you that he's gonna be on it.
Coach, I ain't gonna lie to you. In terms of my perception of who a guy was coming in to what they ultimately ended up being, Lester might be like the one guy who I was just totally confused about, because, look, he can knock the shot down. There's no question about that. But, like, when he committed, it was never about, okay, he can guard, he can be that do-everything kind of guy for you. But, like, he is not – like, he's not just, like, a pretty boy. He is more than happy to sort of get down there and get an offensive rebound and do the dirty work.
Yeah, he will. That's what makes him special, that he does all the things that a lot of times other guys don't want to do. Like I said, he'll dive on the floor. He's going to get in there and get tough rebounds. He's going to offensive rebound, you know, and then he's going to try to lock up the other team's best player. So he does all those things that you need from a player that first of all, wants to be on the floor, and he wants to do whatever it is to be on the floor.
What's this going to look like on Sunday? You're talking about two of the not just the best defensive teams in the conference, obviously. You're talking about in the country, in top five defense. Rock fight. Give me some of the keys, Coach, in terms of what you're going to, in terms of things you all have got to do to win on Sunday and clearly the biggest game of the year.
The toughest team will win that game. The team that can really, rebound the ball at a high level, because both of us, we've been smashing guys, other teams on the boards defensively with the rebounding, and they do it on a normal basis at Houston. So we know that it's going to be a toughness game. It's going to be a game where, hey, listen, you got to leave your egos at the door, come in, and know you got to play hard for 40 minutes and try to find a way to get that win.
Sounds like you're going to have to do it without Alex Lomax. I know nothing's completely determined. How do you feel about conference tournament chances for Alex Lomax with that ankle, Coach? Is it just a thing where y'all, hoping for the best? Do you feel good about it?
Well, just one of those deals that, he's getting treatment around the clock. So he's Alex is going to do everything to get back on the court as quick as possible. And I know he's really, he's